Hi everybody, this was a previously recorded podcast. All of my episodes are, but I didn't realize that I put it for 2022, and I think it would be rude to just do a podcast episode without saying Happy New Year, and may abundance, blessings, luck, money, love, and success come your way. And I wish you nothing but the best, listener. Now, let's continue on with today's episode. In times where I feel like I lack, or I'm starting to lack, some type of creativity, or I have some kind of writer's block, I have sex. And it's not just, you know, the sex that you may see in movies, and no, I have sex with myself, and I want to talk to you about my first experience with doing that, as well as how I use it to help me just find my creative center. I hope you enjoy. Hi, my beautiful listeners. Welcome to another episode of Collaboration of My Emotions podcast. I am your host, Frankie Shapier, and it's 10:55, and I'm in my underwear, on the floor, in my room, watching the ocean wave lights that I have on the ceiling, and it's just showing a bunch of different colors, and I'm just taking in this moment, because it's moments like these, especially at night, when there's like almost a stillness. There's not a lot of noise. There's not a lot going on. The only people that are really up are people at overnight jobs or night owls. Nocturnal animals. But it's just a very good stillness that I like to take in. And I like to take in this part of the day in my most comfortable in the most comfortable that I can be. So usually that's with not a lot of clothing and in a safe space where I feel protected and safe and loved. And I just take in a moment and listen to the outside noise, and I take time to just listen to music, to read, to just meditate or sleep. I love sleeping in silence. I can't really sleep in a noisy area. I have to sleep in a very relaxed place, like, so I can, you know, relax the most, because I'm a person that gets very anxious, as we all know already. And I have to be in comfortable settings in order to feel comfortable. Anything that gives me even the tiniest bit of anxiety is going to throw me off and make me feel extremely uncomfortable. And lately I've been receiving a lot of, you know, or there's a lot of people in my life right now that are just, you know, getting like very, almost comfortable with me. So they, you know, whenever I confront my sadness or my anger towards them or about a situation or, you know, like the communication in general with people that are in my life, and has greatly improved from last year. If you are part of the Tin Can family, hello to everybody from Tin Can. if you know me from Tin Can, or you first met me on Tin Can, I was very different from the person that I am now. I don't know really why, but I think it might have to do with the fact that I spent a lot more time with myself, and lately I've just been really focused on more of what would make me feel content, and I'm even learning to set boundaries, and I'm learning to be comfortable in my own skin, and, you know, I'm learning to, like, love even flaws that I've hated for years, and I just feel an overall sense of healing. I feel like I'm becoming something that I've wanted to be since I was a kid, which was someone who was confident, someone who was very ambitious, like an optimist, someone who was very headstrong, but very, you know, nice and sweet, and knew a lot of good people. And, you know, in order to have those things, I have to go through a lot of interesting moments in order to emotionally and mentally grow. And I think leaving Christianity made me a lot less comfortable with the words "everything happens for a reason," because I used to be that person, and now looking back, I feel so embarrassed, because saying that to someone that experienced something traumatic, what the fuck? What the fuck? That was literally my dad. He's gaming right now. So I don't even remember what I was saying. What the fuck? What was I even talking about? And you know what's crazy about this? I'm gonna be listening back on this, and I'm gonna realize where I left off on, and I'm gonna be really pissed because it's something so fucking easy. Like I said, this episode is gonna be about having sex with yourself. I thought it would be a comfortable setting to do this in, but everyone's awake, so obviously this is not gonna be a good experience, and I don't want to do it when everyone is still up. So anyways, we could still talk about it and be mature and talk about it even from a, I guess, scientific or medicinal, I guess, view. So I know that there are many great benefits when it comes to, you know, masturbation, and when it comes to orgasms. And when I was 18, I really wanted to get in touch with my sexuality. That felt liberating, but I really searched for it by getting into hookup culture. And I feel like, though, you know, many people can find ways of feeling liberated, I did feel liberated at those moments in time where I would just like meet up and just like hook up with someone and just, I don't know, like I like to connect with people. So, and you know, feel people's vibes. You know, like when I interact with someone, I really want to, you know, I really genuinely start to develop feelings for the person, whether it be friendly or more than friendly. So, me having sex with someone and then just like, oh, well, see you when I see you, I guess, and never see that person again would always be something that I struggled with. And, you know, identifying the issues that I realized, like trauma and, you know, ancestral trauma and never really having emotionally available parents in my life, it really caused a lot of issues, not only with my relationships but with my sex life. And I started getting into podcasts like the Sexually Liberated Woman, which I know it's a different name now, but I will also listen to Why Won't You Date Me with Nicole Byer. And I would look up like different yoga exercises to help with, you know, self-love and stuff like that. And when I was getting into, you know, a routine to love myself more and to put myself first, it was really just identifying how I felt, which was something that I tend to not, for some reason, I can't really explain my emotions well. Like, I don't know, especially anger and sadness. I really struggle with communicating. But I noticed that that was an issue as well with my sex life, especially with people that I got attached to that were not really great people. And just the codependencies and the constant nitpicking that I would do to myself in order to constantly look good for, you know, these particular people in my life. And also, you're exuding out when you do that, you're exuding out that putting others before myself energy, which brings those type of people into your life. And so that's one thing. And I was always like so confused as to why I was attracting these type of people. But it's because I was exuding that energy. And usually when I'm with my, like, by myself, I have time to think. Because when I'm at work, the thoughts are constant. They're so constant, they can last even when I'm going to sleep. I know when I'm working, I have insomnia. Like, the insomnia is severe. And because I have so many thoughts going through my mind, I'm like just thinking, and nothing about myself, and I'm at home and I'm in a comfortable area, not only do I think better ideas, but the self-confidence goes up, the faith, the good habits, they show a lot more when you're in a comfortable space. And though the internet can be, I guess, seen as a curse, I think it's a blessing because it allows us to even, like, Imagine like 10 years ago, like thinking that you can make money off of something online. Like the fact that that exists now, I believe is a blessing. That's fucking awesome. It's fantastic. Wait, 10 years ago. It's 2021, right? 2011. Yeah, I'm right. And honestly, like, it's so fucking crazy and cool. I think it's pretty cool that we are able to do that. So, yeah, so back to the topic of that, the internet. It's also a blessing because we also have these resources from people with similar experiences and these healthcare professionals, especially mental health, that are giving advice as well as, you know, spiritual advice and emotional advice and giving examples and providing so many information to help people that are dealing with these issues. And I think that's pretty awesome. So that's another reason why I love the internet. And I always think about that, especially before I do my breathing exercises and get ready to masturbate. And I want to just say to I feel like sex is seen in a wrong way. And it should be something that we should be comfortable speaking about, but it's not. It's become very taboo and it's not supposed to be, which causes a lot of things like lack of awareness. It causes a lot of, you know, not a lot of safe spaces. You know, people aren't comfortable talking about things that, you know, they like or they don't like or they see as an issue or they want to know more about. Like, there isn't enough safe spaces because, you know, we just, a good majority of people in the US are people that, you know, don't really like to talk about these things. And there is a point now, around this time, where people are more comfortable talking about that. And I think when I was talking more about sex with people, as if like it was just a regular conversation, people were a bit uncomfortable about that. And I would just randomly do it. I know this is bad, but I'm gonna say it. I would randomly do it just to see how people would react. And people casually just like said their experiences or reply to what I said, like normally and not freak out, then I knew those people were very comfortable in their skin. Like, they were not only comfortable, but they were very aware. And the people that didn't react well to those responses, I could tell they might have some type of issue with their sexuality, which I know was a bad thing to do. But I wanted to see before I made that episode talking about sacral chakras and sexuality, because I wanted to see if it would, if any way, help anyone who listened with the advice that I gave. But sound healing is another thing too that I like to use when it comes to, you know, my sexual nights. And, you know, I create a playlist, you know, light a candle, the same thing that you would do for your partner. Even the like corny stuff, like putting rose petals all over the floor, do it. Like, do that for yourself. Like, why not? It's liberating. It's, to me, it makes me feel like, well, if I can do this for myself, I don't really need someone to do this for me. And it brings that confidence in, and it makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel like, damn, I'm really that bitch. But like I said, there is lack of awareness on that, and it's over dramatized, and it's very, a lot of religious reasons are revolved around that uncomfortable conversation about sexuality with a lot of people. But you know, we grow, we thrive. Probably 10 years from now, there's probably gonna be more people that are gonna be comfortable about it, which is pretty cool. My advice to anyone that's interested in having those self-sex days or nights or anytime that you feel comfortable, do this, okay? You ready? Go ahead, order food. Any kind of dish you want, order it, okay? All right? Next thing you do, you clean your room. Really nice. You organize everything. You delete your emails, the text messages you don't need. You know, you clear the wallpaper on your phone and on your computer, and you just create a new setting for yourself, okay? Buy yourself flowers, chocolates, candles, okay? Do that for yourself. Take a nice bath. You know, put on your favorite music, watch a movie, you know, drink wine or, you know, your non-alcoholic beverage or tea, and then get ready, right? Step into your room. If you want to put on baby oil, go ahead and do that, but make sure your hands are at least clean before you go ahead and handle, you know, your business, and just get into it. Feel comfortable with it. Allow yourself to just inhale and exhale and allow those orgasms to just flow through, because we can actually do that for ourselves. We don't need another person to do that for us. And I feel like if more people understood that, more people would be confident. And that's what gave me confidence, or at least a little bit of confidence. And if you're thinking, man, I wonder if this would work for me, give it a shot. You know, research up on it. Take a day where you can just take yourself on a date and then have a little sexual night to yourself. Do it. I'm telling you, do it. You will not regret it. It's honestly the best. I'm also gonna leave a question on this episode, so if you guys want to do any suggestions for next week's episode, anything revolving around anything spiritual, like tarot cards, sex toys, anything like that, like, let me know, and I'll be more than happy to talk about it, or at least research it to the best of my ability. Thank you guys so much for listening. And before I let you guys go, I do have to say this. I'm not a gynecologist. I am not a doctor. Okay? This was used for entertainment. What I said was for entertainment purposes only. I'm saying this because I don't want y'all to be like, oh, well, it didn't work for me. No. Mm-mm. You ain't trying to get me with that. Nah. But I hope you guys have a fantastic night. And bye for now. Bye.